If you grew up in a conservative Christian household anytime in the last few decades, you may have seen a movie called A Thief in the Night. Otherwise, think B-movie horror flick for Christian kids. The movie was made here in Iowa and turns 40 this year. It begins at the end of the world, at least the world as we know it.
Suddenly and without warning, literally thousands, perhaps millions of people just disappeared.
In the opening sequence, we meet Patty, a young woman with feathered blonde 70s hair, waking up to find that her husband has vanished from their bed. As the grainy footage zooms in on a clock radio, we learn that thousands of so-called Bible-believing Christians around the world have been taken to heaven by God in what's known as the rapture. The scene sets up the movie's premise. Those left behind face a 7-year period of terrible suffering called the Great Tribulation. Patty is played by Patty Dunning. She was just turning 21 as the movie was filming 40 years ago.
And so when I was asked to do A Thief in the Night at the time, you know, it was purely just a job. You know, I was excited. I was not real sure about all the, you know, religious stuff that was associated with it.
Dunning, who still lives in the Des Moines area today, embraced the conservative Christian theology of the filmmakers, including their beliefs about the end of the world. You see, A Thief in the Night is more than an apocalyptic thriller. The film presents itself as truth.
And I thought, people need to know about this.
Producer Don Thompson made the film for about $60,000 in 1972. He's now in his mid-70s and also living in Des Moines.
It told people that, you know, you don't want to not be a Christian, because if he comes and you don't know the Lord and he takes his own back, then you're going to go through 7 years of hell.
The movie was filmed mostly in Des Moines and Carlisle by Thompson and another Iowan, director Russell Doughton. He's the associate producer of the 1950s sci-fi classic The Blob. But A Thief in the Night and its three sequels were evangelistic tools, meant to be shown at church movie nights with the goal of winning souls.
You know, to an 8-year-old, it's pretty intense.
Mark Patterson grew up going to church 2 or 3 times a week. Now in his 30s and living in New Hampshire, he blogs about the horror genre.
Now I look at it going, well, this is really scare tactics, because, of course, there's a call to faith following the film to bring, you know, people up to the front to be saved and, you know, to commit their lives to Christ. As a kid, of course, you're going to run to the front. Boy, you're going to run to the front screaming.
But for others, not least of all lead actress Patty Dunning, the film marked a spiritual turning point. Dunning says she still gets Facebook friend requests from strangers who want to know if she's Patty from Thief in the Night.
And I hear stories about how that film has impacted their life.
A Thief in the Night has been translated into 9 other languages and distributed around the world. It influenced a genre of Christian filmmaking, especially the Left Behind series, also set in a post-rapture world. As for the criticism that the film is all about fear,
I think it did traumatize some people. And some people hated it because of the thought that it was trying to scare people into heaven. Well, I think that he was trying to convey the truth.
Because the truth, as the filmmakers see it, is terrifying.
Children died, the days grew cold, a piece of bread could buy a bag